Ladies and gentlemen, it's time once again for another episode of Children's Ministry Podcast, brought to you by the creator of Kidology.org and its faithful sidekick, Gus. This week, Carl and Gus go cup to cup with SpeedStack's Roger Washburn as they find out more about the fastest growing kids sport in America. Find out how churches are using SpeedStacks to reach kids and how you can use them in your ministry. So get your SpeedStacks ready as we join Carl and Gus.
Okay, don't be a slacker, be a sports stacker. That's my motto.
Well, that's a good motto to have. Hey, Gus, today on Children's Ministry Podcast, we are going to be talking about the awesome sport of sports stacking.
Oh, man, I am so fast at sports stacking.
You are?
Yeah, you want to watch me?
Yeah, I see you got a set of cups here.
Okay, check this out. You want to see it again?
You didn't even touch the cups.
Yes, I did. I just went so fast that you couldn't even see it. Ha! Evidently, Fox couldn't even stack that fast.
All right, Gus. Well, we got to get down to business here because we are very excited to have a representative of SpeedStacks, the creator of sports stacking, on the line with us. How you doing there, Roger?
I'm doing great, Carl and Gus. How are you guys?
Oh, we're doing really good. We sports stack all the time with our SpeedStacks. We love those things.
Well, you should, because a lot of kids around the world are doing it today.
Well, I tell you what, Roger. Some people who maybe listen to this podcast might actually be scratching their head and saying, I've never heard of sports stacking. Why don't you give us a quick overview of what exactly is the sport of sports stacking?
Well, sports stacking is stacking predetermined patterns and sequences with cups that are specially designed that will never stick together. And you try to do this at blazing speeds, using both hands, both sides of your brain, and it helps with the educational setting of all children of all ages.
Wow, yeah. I noticed that you can't drink out of those cups.
Yeah, there's little holes in the bottom.
That helps with the aerodynamics.
Well, Roger, that's one of the things I love about sports stacking, is it just as you said, kids across every age, every physical ability can do this. In fact, sometimes it's cool because the kids that may not be as strong or athletic on the court or the field can be smoking when it comes to sports stacking. And there are all kinds of sports stacking materials. In fact, got to tell you, the way I got into sports stacking, my mom, literally her last gift to me before she went to meet the Lord.
Wait, you're going and making the podcast all sad.
No, it's not sad because we know she went home to meet the Lord. But she died at Christmas time, and the last present I got from her was a set of stacking cups.
Were they speed stacks?
No, they were some dollar bill store plastic version, wannabes.
Yeah, wannabes.
But I thought they were fun. And her note to me was, Carl, I'm sure with all your creativity, you can come up with a fun game for kids in church with these cups. And so I did. In fact, not even knowing about speed stacks, I began to create my own games with these stacking cups. And I would use them at camp, and I used them in church. And I used to in a very humorous way talk about how this was the next Olympic sport, and I would challenge kids at it. And I had a lot of fun with it. In fact, I got kind of known for my stacking cups in the places that I would go.
Yeah, but you didn't even know about the official speed stacks?
No, I didn't know. In fact, when I went to a children's pastor's conference many years ago, a friend of mine, Dave Van Clay, came up to me in the exhibit hall, and he said, Carl, there is a whole booth of cup stacking cups. And would you believe it? I didn't believe him.
Yeah, who would believe him?
He told me there were different colors and different sizes and there were timing mats. I mean,
that must have sounded like heaven to you.
Well, it did sound like heaven. It sounded so wonderful, I didn't think it would be true. In fact, I wouldn't even go with him to see the booth because I was so sure that he was pulling my leg.
Yeah, you thought he was going to say the big joke on you.
But later on, I was walking around, and lo and behold,
you must have saw an angelic glow around the booth.
And I went up there and I was like, oh my goodness, there's all these stacking cups.
I bet you bought everything in the booth.
Well, actually, there was no one in the booth. And I was so worried that they were going to sell out before I got any when the booth opened. I was in there early as a fellow exhibitor that I actually snagged some stuff and left my business card with an IOU.
You thief!
All right, I was borrowing with a good intention to pay later, but I did go by later, and that's actually when I met Roger.
You met Roger that very time? Did you call the cops on him, Roger?
I didn't.
Well, that's good. You didn't even know the guy, and you already trusted him.
Well, Roger got there. First thing I said is, I am your biggest fan. You remember that, don't you?
I do remember that, and you told me your story, your touching story to me about your mom's gift to you.
Well, the funny thing was, Roger, and people will probably get a kick out of this, but I was so excited to show Roger that I knew how to stack with these cups that I quickly made my 10 stack, and I set aside the other two I didn't know what to do with, and I showed him, you know, my way of doing it. And you know what Roger did? What did he do? Did he slap you around for doing it wrong? Well, he didn't slap me around, but he took my cups away. What, you just took them away from him? And he said, if you're going to stack like that, you can't buy any of our cups unless you learn the right way to do it. Oh, but you definitely learned. Well, I was all ears. All hands, you mean? All hands. And Roger, right there in that CPC booth, taught me the correct way to stack with the speed stack cups. And how did you get involved in this awesome sport, Roger?
Well, I was an elementary physical education teacher, retired now after 32 years of service to kids, and the owner of SpeedStacks, Bob Fox, you got to try this. I saw this, and you've got to try this. And I said, Bob, I am not going to stack cups in my physical education class because I'm in here about getting kids to move. And for 3 years, I was a very skeptic of sports stacking. And Mr. Fox kept bugging me, says, you've got to do this. You've got to do this. Kids all over are liking it. I'm spreading it around. I said, Bob, I'm not going to do it. Well, Free speaks really loud to me. And he said, I'll come and do a free school assembly for you. I said, okay, come on, brother.
Free was the trick.
Right. Free is a good word to use for me.
Now, Bob Fox actually was a physical education teacher, right, too, right?
Yes, and before he became a physical education teacher, he was a drama teacher, and he taught in the classroom. And I was a mentor for him coming into the physical education world. I was God gave me the award of a Teacher of the Year in Colorado, Physical Education Teacher of the Year.
Congratulations! Wow!
With three people around him to mentor him, and I was one of those people.
Well, I know that he probably found a pair of those cheap cups somewhere, and he had introduced it, and the kids loved it. And then I've heard his story, how he decided to do an after-school thing, and he thought a few kids might come, and they came in droves.
They did.
And so pretty
he introduced
soon
it when he brought Emily with him, and she was, of course, much younger then, the very first world record, official world record holder.
7.43 or something like that.
Yeah, it was. That was the world record. But my kids were enamored with this, seeing how fast these kids could stack, and there's no way I could say no. I was never a skeptic again. And now I've been retired a little more than 7 years, and I've been here at SpeedStacks helping spread the sport across the world today as part of the education team.
You know, there's a lot of hesitant stackers like you.
You know, I can say, Roger, I've been teased about the sports stacking, and every time I've gotten someone to try it, they have gotten hooked. I've got relatives and friends who would tease me so much until I could get them to stack, and then they got hooked, and they love the competition. And it's just a lot of fun because your biggest competitor is yourself. You can always get 0.01 faster. And fun rivalries grow up. There was a girl in our church named Rachel Stuck, and I called her Rachel Stack because she was so fast. And we would go back and forth, each beating each other by literally a hundredth of a second. And in fact, I don't know if I'd be as fast a stacker today if it wasn't for Rachel Stack and the motivation that she gave me. So tell us.
Yeah, I want to know. Can I ask the next question?
Sure, go ahead.
You do all the talking here, okay? Co-host means I get a say too.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, Mr. Rogers, sir. So tell us, where do kids do these stacking cup things? You know, how many kids are doing this?
Well, for the most part, kids stack in school, K through 12, K through high school, kindergarten through high school, and that's where they learn. But, of course, there are other organizations as well, such as Boys and Girls Clubs and YMCAs. Right now, we're in, sports stacking is in over 25,000 organizations worldwide.
Gus?
I fainted.
Positively impacted over 10 million students.
Wow.
They're involved in just about every state in the United States is involved in sports stacking. So it is growing and still growing. And again, like we said earlier, it is one of the fastest growing sports in the world today as I speak.
Man, that is amazing.
You know, I loved it as first just as a hobby. And I found it a great way to relate with kids. As a camp speaker, I incorporated in as a onstage contest for the kids that knew the verse to come forward, and then gave away some prizes. And then as I went around the camp, I could use it. And then several years ago, I decided when we took our kids' church break for the summer as a children's pastor, I thought, you know what, I'll do a Tuesday morning stacking clinic, I called it, where the kids could come learn to stack, and I would coach them, and we'd have some fun competitions. And ironically, and as a surprise, that became the most effective outreach that we did that whole summer. We did Vacation Bible School. We did Backyard Bible Blast. But it was the Sports Stack Clinic that kids brought their friends to, and it grew. We had so many kids there, and most of them were unsaved, unchurched kids. And the sports stacking, the speed stacks, became the bridge out into those neighborhoods where kids then would take their stacks to school. Then I got invited into the school when they would do it in a talent show and to explain it to classes. So not only is it growing in schools and in other organizations, but it's also an effective ministry outreach in churches.
It is, and sometimes it breaks the barriers of language of what I've seen. I actually took them to Mexico on a teacher trip one time. I never spoke a word of Spanish and just brought out my speed stacks, and just by showing and emulating, having someone mirror me, this young man that was washing hubcaps was just enamored with this, and I got him stacking. Before I was finished, this kid was stacking 363s, and people were all around him, and everything that was on his mind just left him, and he was just in a world of his own, just enjoying it with a big fat smile on his face. And that's really the neat thing about sports stacking. It does
crosses all gender boundaries and economic boundaries and language boundaries. In fact, I think there's going to be speed stacking in heaven someday. There are going to be speed stacks up there, and that's what we're going to do by the Crystal Sea.
Don't we say that it crosses all lines? Even dummies can stack.
Hey, I resemble that. So I have a problem with my arm rods getting in the way.
Yeah, I bet you do. Well, tell me, you guys are always coming out with new stuff. I've got the sport pack, you know, the backpack. I've got my timing mats and my tournament displays. There are just so many different colors of speed stack. There's mini stacks. There's super stacks. Yeah, I use those to get my buff arms. Yeah, because they're weighted metal cups. Yeah, and then now they've got all kinds of stuff. They've got glow-in-the-dark ones, although those kind of scare me. Those glow-in-the-dark ones are awesome. I have done those with like 8 kids at the front of a room and made the room pitch black, even putting black electrician tape over the emergency exit little flashing red light. I mean, made the room pitch black. And when you see those glow-in-the-dark cups floating through the air, you don't even see the kids' hands.
Yeah, and the cool thing is when a cup falls out into the audience and the kids on the floor catch it and pass it back up to the stage.
Yeah, it looks like this cup is like being carried by a ghost or floating up.
And you got don't you have like the ones that change color in the sun?
We do. We have some solar cups. We're actually discontinuing those.
Oh, buy them up while you can, people.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, are you allowed to kind of give our listeners a little sneak peek into some new and exciting stuff that SpeedStacks has coming out for stackers around the world?
Yes, sir. Not in the not too distant future. In fact, on our website, you'll be able to see BattleStack.
BattleStack? Do you need a license? That sounds dangerous.
No, you don't need a license. You need to know how to stack. And if you don't know how to stack, you can still do BattleStack. It's a game where stackers are head-to-head with each other, and they're on this board, and they take a card, and they stack whatever pattern's on that card. All at the same time, the first one to get finished slaps the hand pads, and it blows the other cups up. It causes a fumble on the other side of you.
That is the coolest thing in the world!
Man, I can't wait to do that. Well, you got to just ship me one. Bill me whatever it is. I want to be the first to have that.
First one to get it, huh?
That sounds fantastic. We'll do a little video and put on Kidology for people to see. So you got battle stacks.
Man, I cannot wait. That's how we'll settle all of our arguments. Or if you and Sarah have a disagreement...
Yeah, my wife.
Yeah, you guys can just battle stack it.
Well, I don't know if she'd like that.
Yeah, because you'd always get your way.
I don't know. She's a pretty good stacker. So what else you got? I don't know if you can top that.
Okay, well, we have a stack pod that's going to be coming out. It's actually a mini tournament display that it has some legs and arms on it that can hook around different things. And you actually stick it in, plug it into your timer.
Cool.
And you'll have your little mini timer. When you're not using it for a mini timer to see, it actually acts as a clock in your room. So you can have that in your room as a clock.
That's cool. I actually like that the new timers keep track of your high score. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Then one other thing that we have a stack deck now. It's going to help increase fitness level and activity level in the sports stacking that you do. And it's actually a card that has an activity that you might do. You might stack a 363, for example, do 5 push-ups, go touch a wall, and jump rope 5 times. And all the kids in a whole class can do this together. It can be done at a station. And these stack deck cards can be used in the battle stack too, but we know that this does increase the trying levels of kids. And being a physical education teacher, I'm all about getting kids moving, and sports stacking absolutely does that. So the stack deck is going to be a very fun thing to do.
Wow, that is so cool. Now, not only will my arms be buff, but my legs will get strong and I'll get my training heart rate up. This is exciting. Hey, this is, I am just beside myself. Hey, hang on, I'm going to move over.
Why are you moving over?
So I can be beside myself.
All right, get back over here. Well, thank you so much for your time today, Roger. We are very appreciative of SpeedStax being a sponsor for the Kidology University coming up in October.
And that's going to be a chance for all you stackers out there to show your stuff and beat Carl.
Yeah, that's right. We'll have a speed stacking competition, and you'll be able to learn how to speed stack as well as try some of these products out. And then throughout the conference, you'll be able to record your score, and then the top scores are going to compete on the final day of the conference up in front of everybody. And
you'll get an automatic pass to the finals, won't you?
Well, I might. I'm going to try to earn it, but our finalists will get to compete with me in front of the whole conference
and get to teach this guy some humility by whooping him out there.
Well, I do know I have some friends out there that sport stack, and some even more than me.
Isn't Frank Tan a pretty fast stacker?
Yeah, he's had tournaments at his church up there in Oregon.
I am calling you out, Frank Tan.
What do you do?
I am calling you out, Frank Tan. You need to come to Chicago in October and whoop Carl, humiliate him in front of the entire Kidology University.
Thank you, Gus. I appreciate that very much. Well, I hope that Frank comes. I hope that many of our friends come, enjoy everything that KidU has to offer, but also get a chance to learn more about the sport stacking sport with speed stacks, maybe actually do some battle stacking and seeing some of these things that are coming out. And it's going to be a pretty awesome time.
And don't forget, I want to give you $20.
$20? Oh, yeah.
Just for listening to this podcast. If you put Kid U Gus in the little coupon code thing on the 3 or 4 days of Kid U, you get $20 off, courtesy of moi.
That's right. And we made that expire August 31st. So if you want to take Gus up on this $20 offer and come to Kid U and save a little money
and whoop Carl in front of everybody.
Yes, thank you, Gus. We'll look forward to having that. Well, Roger, I really appreciate your time today.
Thank you very much, Carl. We appreciate Kidology and all that you do. Lives of children and leaders, and just keep doing a great job, and we hope to continue to support you.
All right. Well, don't be a slacker. Be a speed stacker.
Thank you, Gus. Thank you, Carl.
All right. We'll be talking to you later. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Carl.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Children's Ministry Podcast. Have you got your $20 from Gus yet? That's right. Gus still wants to give you $20 when you register for a 3 or 4 day pass for KidU this October. Just use discount code KIDUGUS. Discount code expires August 31st. You can find out more about KidU, including other trainers and speakers, by logging on to kidology.org. Tune in next time as Carl and Gus get to know Awana's Executive Director of Global Training and gain insight on helping make parents the spiritual leaders of their kids. Until then, see you on Kidology.org.